The Second World War by Winston S. Churchill. Read by Christian Rodzka. Moral of the work. In war, resolution. In defeat, defiance. In victory, magnanimity. In peace, goodwill. Book 3. The Grand Alliance. Sunday, December the 7th, 1941, and onwards. No American will think it wrong of me if I proclaim that to have the United States at our side was to me the greatest joy. Chapter 1. Our Soviet Ally. The entry of Russia into the war was welcome but not immediately helpful to us. The German armies were so strong that it seemed that for many months they could maintain the invasion threat against England while at the same time plunging into Russia. Almost all responsible military opinion held that the Russian armies would soon be defeated and largely destroyed. The fact that the Soviet Air Force was allowed by its government to be surprised on its landing grounds and that the Russian military preparations were far from being complete gave them a bad start. Frightful injuries were sustained by the Russian armies. In spite of heroic resistance, competent despotic war direction, total disregard of human life, and the opening of a ruthless guerrilla warfare in the rear of the German advance, a general retirement took place on the whole 1,200-mile Russian front south of Leningrad for about 400 or 500 miles. The strength of the Soviet government, the fortitude of the Russian people, their immeasurable reserves of manpower, the vast size of their country, the rigors of the Russian winter were the factors which ultimately ruined Hitler's armies. But none